This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will look at Colorado law enforcement agencies on sharing information with federal immigration. A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a woman for a traffic violation, then shared her information with federal immigration agents. That could be a violation of state law. Here is State Senator Judy Gonzalez.
We don't have the ability to control what ICE does or does not do. What we can do is to ensure that we are enforcing what state or local employees are doing.
Weiser said he will look at the Vail Police Department, the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, and the State Patrol. A former state senator who resigned during an ethics investigation is now charged with attempting to influence a public official. Democrat Sonia Jaquez Lewis was the subject of mistreatment complaints from her staff. The legislature's ethics committee found that at least one letter of support submitted by Jaquez Lewis was fabricated. At the time, she told the Colorado Sun that that letter was submitted accidentally. The Denver district attorney would not confirm to the Sun whether the charges against Jaquez Lewis are related to the ethics case. A pedestrian walkway at the state capitol proposed by Governor Polis to commemorate Colorado's 150th anniversary next year has been rejected. 94% of respondents to an online survey said they are against the proposal. Nearly 90,000 people participated in the poll that ended yesterday. The results mean the project is probably dead. The governor himself now says he will oppose the project. This is CPR News.